Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, time for a little your guess is as good as mine. It's an easy game to play. We'll get a contestant on the line from there. You pick from one of two categories and try to get as many right in said category before three strikes. And you're out, Steve. Who is our contestant? Ready to play your guess is as good as mine.
Well, I don't know him personally, but he says his name is Michael. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the men's room.
Gentlemen, hola. Nice to you again.
Hola. All right, Michael, what do we got here? We have the best 10 cities to celebrate the 4th of July right here in the United States of America. Wallet Hub compared the 100 largest U.S. cities based on how well they balance all their holiday fun and came up with a list of the top 10. Also is based on the city that likes to have a pretty good time. We also have the top 10 instruments that parents want their kids to learn how to play. Not the kids want to learn, but the top instruments parents want their kids to learn. So, Michael, do you want to go with the instruments, or do you want to go with the 4th of July cities?
Let's get some patriotism in here for the 4th of July.
Okay. So, basically, they measured the 100 largest cities with 21 key metrics, as they say, ranging from average beer and wine prices to duration of fireworks shows on the 4th of July. And the forecast comes in, too. Well, just to give you an idea, $7.7 billion, that's the amount that Americans plan to spend on food alone for the 4th of July. How many million hot dogs are eaten on the 4th of July, you might wonder? How about 150 million hot dogs? $1.4 billion, the amount Americans plan to spend on 4th of July beer and wine.
Yeah.
$2.4 billion, estimated amount spent on fireworks. $6.9 million, the value of American flags imported from other countries.
Yeah, that's the irony.
And 48 million is the number of people who travel 50 miles from home for the 4th of July. Michael, you know the drill. The top 10 cities, you need to get as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So where are you going to start out here?
Okay. There's at least two that I know are on here, but I'm going to save them.
Okay.
Any hints on coastings or which direction to go, basically?
Well, I think I would say that, and I'm assuming that Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, is somewhere on it. Not because it's cheap, but the fireworks display is insane. So if that's one of the two you're holding, then you might as well sit on it. I don't know, man. I mean, maybe somewhere like Atlanta or...
Where have you been that have... Just think about it this way. Where have you been that's had great fireworks based on the backdrop being, I don't know, a bridge or a big old statue or things that are kind of
New
iconic?
New York City, maybe Boston, because you... I mean, that's where a lot of the history
starts. Then also places like Cleveland and Pittsburgh, they're affordable and they go, like, in the middle of America, when you go to Ohio, right? They go all in.
Yeah. Let's start with... Yeah, I like what you're thinking. Let's start with Boston.
Boston! Not even in the top 20.
Oh, damn! Wow. Yeah. My bad. My bad.
Oops.
Yep.
This is tough, man. I mean, again, taking affordability out of it.
Don't worry so much about affordability.
Shut up. I would guess places like Vegas probably do it upright, right? It's a holiday to bring people in.
All right, hang on. But Miles said a bridge, so I'm going to say either San Francisco or New York, because there's a giant statue in New York, and the Bay Bridge is pretty famous. Or the Golden Gate Bridge is pretty famous.
Good call. Let's do San Fran.
San Francisco, California is number one.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Really?
Well, that's, I mean, the fireworks display at the Golden Gate Bridge is probably the biggest one on the West Coast.
Okay. Huh. I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Let's think of the places that we would travel to have a really, really good time.
So, I want to say Mount Rushmore, but I know that's not...
No. Michael, places to go to have a really good time. These are the top 100 metropolitan areas in the United States, not in the middle of frickin' nowhere.
All right.
So look, Vegas has to be there. People go there for a good time. I would say somewhere like Philadelphia, because it's one of the first cities in the U.S. and there's a ton of history there.
I have been to Vegas on July 4th. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And their New Year's Eve is good, too, fireworks-wise.
All right, let's try Vegas.
Let's try Vegas, because it's one of the best ones at number 5.
Hooray!
Okay.
All right, so now, you go to Vegas because maybe you just want to have an adult weekend away and have fun with your friends. But what if I have a family? Now where am I? Where would I take a family for a family fun vacation?
Reno. Orlando.
Orlando.
Ooh. Yeah, Orlando.
They have more fireworks per capita per year than any other city in the world.
What number was it?
Orlando is number 9.
I've also been to Disney World on July 4th.
Yeah, they just blow stuff up every night.
Yeah. And they do it every night, but July 4th, I've never seen that many people in one place ever.
They said Disney, second to the United States military, spends the most money on explosives just for the fireworks every day.
It's not even close. Michael, you got number 1, San Francisco, California, number 5, Vegas, and number 9, Orlando, Florida. So you've got one strike against you and 7 cities left.
So on that tip, if Orlando and Disney World... Anaheim is where Disneyland is, right?
Yeah.
No, I consider that more Los Angeles.
The problem is, and look, I don't know if it's on the list or not, but keep in mind, Orlando's a tiny place where L.A. is spread out. So, I mean, look, maybe it's on the list, but I don't know.
Top 100 metropolitan areas in the United States of America.
All right, let's try Los Angeles.
Number 2 on the list. Very good.
Don't listen to me, because that was a great guess.
Well, they also have the beach. Anywhere you can sit on a beach and watch fireworks is going to help.
As a matter of fact, there's water in a lot of these places, with the exception of 2 now. Mm. There's 2 cities that are landlocked. Everything else is on a major body of water.
Landlocked cities. With
Columbus, Ohio. It's the capital. I'm telling you.
Sure, why not? Let's go Columbus.
Oh, you said major metropolitan.
Quit listening to Phil.
All right, do not listen to me anymore. I am done talking.
What about, like,
all right,
Dallas?
I'm going to use my golden ticket. Let's say D.C.
Number 3, the nation's capital, the 4th
and New York City.
There you go. New York City, number 6. All right.
All right. So.
Maybe Dallas?
Yeah, like I said, those were the 2 I knew had to be on there somewhere, but.
We've got, let's see here. We've got 2 West Coast cities left and 2, and 1 East Coast city. And 1 central time zone city, which was another destination, fun place to go. They party a lot. They have weeks worth of parties. Every single year.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. New Orleans, you guys said?
Yep. That's number 10.
Why not? Let's go for it.
Yeah. All right, Michael, you're doing pretty well here. You got 7 out of 10. There are 3 cities that remain. 1 is landlocked. 2 are on the West Coast and not landlocked.
Okay. I gotta say, Seattle is the only other one I could.
Number 8. Seattle's the 8th best place to celebrate 4th of July.
The fireworks at Lake Union are some of the best fireworks I've ever seen in my life.
I will vouch for that, for sure.
I mean, they light up the Space Needle pretty
well. Let's think about this. Okay, despite the fact that we've got a landlocked city on the East Coast involved in this, we do have a West Coast on the water city, which has a huge military presence. Probably one of the bigger base military presence on the West Coast.
I feel like San Diego.
San Diego.
That would be a really good guess.
San Diego sounds like the place.
Let's do that for number 7. 9 out of 10, Michael. 1 to go. 4th of July, let's do this. Major East Coast city that's landlocked.
Atlanta? That's the only thing I can think of as far as major and landlocked.
Hotlanta.
All right. Come on, Atlanta. Did I run the table?
You ran the table.
Yeah!
Nice job. There you go. Best cities to celebrate the 4th of July. Number 10, New Orleans, Louisiana. Number 9, Orlando, Florida. Number 8, Seattle, Washington. And 7, San Diego. 6 is New York. 5, Las Vegas. Followed by Atlanta, 4, D.C. at 3, L.A. at 2. Number 1, San Francisco, California. There you go. On your guess is as good as mine.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number 1 sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.